The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. I don't know if I shared this email yesterday, but I'll give it another email of the day because it just makes me smile from an anonymous person. And emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. Find out more at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And in many cases, you just get while you wait crowns. If they get your tooth ready and do that stuff, they don't have to send it out to labs anymore. They have an in-house lab that are able to make that happen. Centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Find out more about that. And this person doesn't want me using their name, but since I absolutely hate getting political texts that aren't personal, Bill, I either use my landline number or I change one digit on my cell number to make it look like a typo. I suppose that's sentencing someone else to get the abusive text. But sometimes I just put in the donation thing, 541-555-5555. And I don't get any texts from these people. I like that, okay? I had Mark Wickman write me a few days ago, and I wanted to make sure and get him out there. Maybe I'll get Mr. Outdoors to comment on this, too. But we'll have him up in just a few minutes, all right? But Mark says, Bill, I wasn't able to call in while you were talking about the jet boats on the Upper Rogue with the mayor. I usually agree with you on most things, but I have to tell you, I believe you're wrong on this. I have owned and operated power boats on the river my entire adult life. The mayor is correct in saying that there has always been an unspoken understanding that you don't run your power boat above Rattlesnake Rapid. It's not because of noise or environmental damage, but rather it is a safety issue. The Upper Rogue River is much smaller than the Middle Rogue around Grants Pass and has much more traffic than any other area on the river. That being said, if you come up a shallow and rocky area in a powerboat, you can't just stop in the middle of the rapid because there are people in the rafts or fishermen coming down the river at the same time. Many times, those people floating the river have little or no knowledge of how to get out of the way quickly. It's an accident waiting to happen. As an operator, I've always been courteous and very mindful of people using the river that there are situations where you could easily cause an accident. If people start running power boats on the upper river, it's a matter of time before something bad happens. Just my opinion, but definitely have a lot of experience on the river that justify those thoughts. Love your show, Mark Wickman. Mark, I appreciate that. I appreciate the alternative opinion there. Yeah, I guess where I'm coming down on this, Mark, and maybe I'll talk with Greg about this in just a moment. I don't know if he's operated a bunch of power boats there. My concern, though, is that the anti-power boat and the agenda that's being pushed here is ultimately an incremental step on getting everything out of the river, and they will use this as the Trojan horse, this consensus, this fraudulent consensus process. And by the way, coming up on Monday, let's see, what is it? Today's the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. On Monday the 17th, even though I'm going to be on vacation, I want to go to that big meeting that they're going to have on this, the Oregon Kitchen Table fraud, as I, this consensus process fraud pushed down here from the Oregon commies, okay, up north. They're going to be doing that meeting, 5:30, 7:30, over at Jackson County Library System, the Medford Branch Library. And this is going to be the last big meeting on this one. And I tell you, we got to saddle up and get down there, for this thing, because we have got to call this process out for the fraud that it is. Even if there are some problems with power boats, on there, we can take care of that without getting the Portland commies and the Salem commies involved in this and without giving all of our power over to the gangrene types, all right? And we can, we can come up with those kind of regulations ourselves in coordination with the state rather than having this kind of like, oh, we're going to get everybody in there. Raise your hand. How many like this? Oh, we have consensus. With the predetermined outcomes here. That's where I get concerned about that, Mark. And I appreciate you emailing Bill at BillMyersShow.com. Mr. Outdoors will join me here shortly. I'll grab a quick call before we do that. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Minor Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
I want to remind everybody a week from today is the Flag Day, which it should be called Betsy Ross Day. The first flag was brought out and approved by the Continental Congress June 14th, 1777. And it's also my birthday, and it's also President Trump's birthday.
Yeah, you have Trump's birthday?
I don't have
him. You have Trump's birthday? You need to get on his will, okay?
Yeah.
You guys say, hey, I'm Minor Dave, I'm a real American, and I need to be on your will. How about just a little mega donation? I have your same birthday, okay?
Yeah, well, I don't think, what I wanted to say was We should anybody that has a flag should put it upside down because we're in distress. And I don't have a flag, and I don't have a flying pole, and I don't have the money to put one in. But I would ask anybody that has a flag to hang it upside down because we're in distress, and that's a call for help.
All right. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a call for help at this point. It's a call for action because no one's coming to save us. We must save ourselves, Dave. It's 21 after 7. Yep, no, not even Trump is coming to save us. We're here to save the country, and Trump will hopefully be our agent.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
One of each Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity apply to new loan balance and 63024.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the summer sticker sales event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection like a new 2024 Kia Forte LX. Or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. We have a cool start for this Friday morning. Sunshine and hot temperatures again today. Hottest day in the forecast with a high of 96. We will not be as hot this weekend with upper 80s for highs, more clouds and breezy winds.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Mr. Outdoors standing by. Outdoor Report is sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. And by the way, before we get on here, Mr. Outdoors, I just wanted to make sure people know that Crazy Dave Akins, our tower climber, we all went up to Fielder Mountain yesterday and did repairs on the KMED 105.9 signal for Grants Pass. And that carries all the talk shows because KCMD 99.3 FM is now KBXG, which we are still on in the morning, 99.3 FM, but it's the jukebox all the other time with classic oldies and such. And so 24/7, all the talk programming is on 105.9, covers most of the city of Grants Pass itself and up and down the I-5 corridor down to mile marker 43, Gold Hill. Okay? All right. I think we got that covered. All right. So how are you doing, Mr. Outdoors? What's on your mind today other than heat, heat, more heat, huh?
Well, actually, that's a bit of a misnomer. It is going to be hot today.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be the hottest day we've seen in 2024 in Medford, without any question. But from here, like it goes pretty much down.
Oh, good.
And when I say down, I mean we're still going to be looking at a lot of days coming up in the next week that will be above average, but not nearly as above average as today. We're going to be getting more of that 5 to, I'm going to say 8 degrees maybe above average. So not that bad for the time of the year. Don't see any real rain chances popping up directly for Medford and Grants Pass today. Likely to see more isolated thunderstorms like we did yesterday, mostly Cascades and east of them. You know, could see a couple pop up in, you know, southern, western portions of Siskiyou County. But by and large, it looks really good. And now, of course, we're getting into that 30-day window that will include 4th of July holiday. And 4th of July holiday right now looks really, really good at this point. We're looking, you know, as we look at that outlook, that 3 to 4 week, looking pretty much average temps, average chances for rainfall. So after today, don't see anything that would really constitute saying, hey, it's going to be hot weather. It's good. A lot of slightly above normal to pretty much right where we should be for the time of the year. So that's actually, that's really great news.
I am glad to hear that because it's just normal. Normal is a good thing. We haven't had it's been an abnormal year, so anything which is normal, even if it's just some weather, I'm kind of welcome.
You know, and right now to this point, the thing that has been the most abnormal for 2024 in both Medford, Grants Pass, you know, Jackson, Josephine counties, the amount of rain we have seen so far in 2024. You know, we're still way above average for rainfall for the calendar year. So that is still, to me, the more significant, you know, this is definitely above average type situation for 2024. And we'll take that.
All right, very good. And are there any hunting or any kind of seasons that we need to be concerned about right now at this point? Or
No.
Okay.
It's kind of funny how you went hunting and should we be concerned? And well, I'm never concerned about a hunting season.
Oh, no, I mean aware of is what I wanted to say. That's what I meant.
Right now, it's just no. We don't have anything going on in terms of hunting other than, you know, and this has popped up recently with various discussions about various species being labeled invasive. Invasive species in Oregon that have been declared invasive, you can hunt them 24/7, basically. Well, actually, not 24/7, but you can hunt them year-round as long as you're holding a valid hunting license.
What's an example of that? Would that happen to be wild turkey or not?
No. Wild turkeys definitely have two seasons, the spring season, which wrapped up on the 31st of May, and then there'll be another fall season, which is they issue a certain number of tags and permits. Every year we keep hoping they're going to have a fall season that will be more in line with what they do in the spring, just because of the sheer number of turkeys here and the damage complaints that they get as a result of what they do. But right now, no, it's still the big general season in the spring with a more limited tag season in the fall. And then the other thing that will be coming up next on the hunting calendar will be August 1st in the beginning of the quote-unquote fall bear season, which when it starts, it goes from August 31st to December 31st. So when you look at total number of days, that fall bear season in Oregon is the longest, quote, season, unquote, of any in the state.
You know, I saw some story about this. See if I can find it. I saved it because I knew we might talk about that. But, 70 grizzly bears to be released in Washington State over the next decade?
It's almost like the wolf situation. I don't know why they're doing that because they're already present there. They're already in migrating into Washington out of Canada. Some are dropping over from the Rockies, Idaho, Montana area. Again, this is, you know, just humans being stupid and the humans push watching it are totally ignorant of what's happening out on the landscape. They're repopulating those areas on their own. I don't see the need to force the issue by now we've got to artificially bring them in so we can now say officially, oh, we've reintroduced them. And by the way, don't lose sight of the fact of what's happening in Washington, because there is a group, one of the groups that got involved in getting the wolves brought back to Yellowstone and Idaho. One of those groups also wants to return grizzlies right here to our part of the world, northwestern California, basically, and southwestern Oregon.
Okay. What could go wrong with such a plan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What could go wrong?
All right. I wanted to ask your opinion about something involving the outdoors, and it has to do with the big conflagration over jet boats on the Upper Rogue here. Do you have a take on that? I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't own property on the Rogue, but I'm also concerned about this absolute policy consensus fraud called the Oregon Kitchen Table, which has been brought in. It's an intrusion on our situation, trying to manufacture public input. It's a fake public input with these meetings, as far as I'm concerned. Yet I'm going to have to go to that meeting on the 17th at the library to weigh in and call out the fraud for what it is. But how do you see the boats and how they play in the Upper Rogue, just out of your experience?
Okay, well, I did hear you read that email, and I forgot the gentleman's name, but he did make one hugely valid point, and it was something I've been aware of since I was a kid in the 70s. The basic rule, if you will, the unwritten rule, was that you didn't take them above Rattlesnake.
Right.
That is a fact. Anybody who has used that river in a regular manner knows that. It's just kind of the unspoken rule. You don't go above Rattlesnake. That being said, I also agree with you, because ever since Oregon's become one-party rule, this thing about having the public input meetings has become a complete farce. They do it only so they can say that they did it, and the legalities of the circumstances, and I can cite you any number of times where they've done this, they come and they do what I call the show. And then they just go ahead and do whatever they're going to do anyway.
And we have to call out this for the fraud. And that's what needs to be the comment in there. It's like, it's almost as if it's not important what we say about whether we like jet boats or not. It's like, you know, you purple-haired bastards need to get out of here and go back to Salem and Portland. You know, it's kind of where I'm coming from.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just, you know, their flagrant disregard of anything happening outside of the Upper Willamette Valley, if it's happening anywhere else in the state, they really don't care, because they're going to immediately go to the people who fund them, the people who give them all their power and support, and say, oh, well, what do you want us to do here? They get that input. Probably collect a bit more money, and then they come and they hold the show, and they're just going to do whatever they want to anyway. More proof, again, that if you don't live in the Willamette Valley from Eugene north to Portland, you're living in a colony.
Mm-hmm. Well, the colony needs to rebel and rebel hard against these intrusions. That's all I'm getting at. Okay, so we'll set that aside here at the moment. And was there something else that was going on with wildlife? I had something. It just escapes my mind. Okay, I'll just have to let it go for right now.
Yeah. By the way, it's funny, because whenever I put up posts now about something about fire or with the thunderstorms coming back into the forecast, what I call the hyperventilation factor kicks in. And it's amazing how many people perceive that we are already having an above average fire season here in Jackson and Josephine counties. And maybe part of that was driven by they did successfully do more controlled burns here this spring than I think we've done in a while. So it created this illusion with a lot of smoke in the air and people perceiving that we were already having a bad fire season. We're actually now, I've seen new updated numbers, we're below average for the amount of true wildfires we would have to this point in Jackson and Josephine counties. And what I said about all that rainfall so far this year, that's what you give all the credit to. Fire season started on June 1st, but even now, now that the numbers have just been updated. For example, the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest has had a grand whopping total of two fires on the entire national forest that spans from the Cascades all the way to the Pacific Ocean.
Now, when it gets to be August and all of this,
may change, but for right now, people going, oh my gosh, they're having so many fires, it's awful. No, we aren't. We're not having very many true wildfires at all. We have had controlled burns going on, which, by the way, now that we're in fire season, okay, the controlled burn season is over as well.
Mm. Very good. And the one thing I have noticed that, and this is just anecdotal on my part, because you know where we have transmitter sites all over Southwest Oregon, Jackson, yep. Josephine County. Most of it's BLM land, and you end up having leases on it. And what astounds me, like I go up on Gold Hill a few weeks ago doing some work, and then up Choke County. Oh my gosh, the grass and the weed and the hot fuel, you know, the short term fuel potentials up there. We're going to have to be really vigilant, I think, in that August when all that stuff dries out from all that nice spring rain. Would you agree on that?
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, you're going to have a grass and a brush load out there that, you know, those flash fuels, yeah, they're going to dry out. They dry out every year. The bigger thing to watch is what's happening in the 50-hour, 100-hour, those type of fuel loads. What's their moisture content looking like?
Yeah, what's a 50-hour fuel? Would that be like a Madrone, like a Madrone tree out there, which looks to me like gasoline ready to be burnt, you know?
Yeah. But you got to look at that standing green, and you've got to look at how much moisture content there is in them. And right now, they're really well saturated. And, you know, we'll see how the summer rolls off. But if we can keep it from getting too hot, which you heard me say, right now through the 4th of July holiday, we're not looking at any kind of real heat. Today is going to be real heat. And then we immediately start running back down. In fact, in that 8 to 14 day time period, it's looking like areas west of the Cascades stand a pretty good chance of being slightly below average for temps.
All right, very good. I appreciate the take on that, and we'll just stay in touch. And my friend, we will talk on Thursday of next week, since I'm going to be taking a long, long Father's Day weekend. We'll do a little Thursday conspiracy theory Thursday outdoor report. Okay.
Oh, well, I'll have to see what I can add to the conspiracy theory flavor for next Thursday to be in line with the theme of the show.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk then. Take care, Greg.
You too, Bill.
Greg Roberts, RogueWeather.com, Mr. Outdoors. I think he wears that little pin on his lapel there at RogueWeather.com. Find out more there with him. And Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford, the sponsor of the Outdoor Report, normally on Fridays here on KMED and 99.3 KBXG. Get it right.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. TimberTech decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. TimberTech. Go against the grain. Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
One of each Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt, negative equity applied to new loan balance, and 6/30/24.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the Summer Sticker Sales Event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
I wanted to share a few more of the emails I've been collecting this week because we've been so busy with other things. Sometimes they get lost in the shuffle. And there's really interesting thinking that goes on here. Jasper's Cafe out of Texas wrote me. I know John and Janet still listen. And I appreciate that, by the way, John and Janet. And Jasper's ended up writing. This is Jasper's in Texas, by the way, okay? In support of caller David the other day regarding Costco, and he was, raising about what happens when you shop with Costco, we haven't shopped there since 2009 or 2010. Once we saw their political donations for the 2008 election, we canceled memberships immediately, and we lived and thrived. John, I appreciate you writing in, okay? Meanwhile, Hans Albuquerque weighs in here. Bill, for Brandon to proclaim yesterday that he will stand by the gun and drugs verdict of Hunter Biden, that says it all. The verdict will be innocent. The injustice system will prevail. Do you think that will be the case here, folks? I kind of read it the same way as Hans, but Hans, I guess, great minds hanging out in the same gutter, right? Granny writes me, Bill, Granny's flag has been upside down since the 2020 coup. Very interesting, Granny. And Butch writes from Gold Hill. Bill, as far as the Rogue Valley Times, all this talk about, well, Monday was really like a Black Monday for print journalism here in Southwest Oregon and the state of Oregon, for that matter. Portland Tribune sold off along with a bunch of papers there. Rogue Valley Times up for sale along with EO Media, layoffs, and they're going to reduce the printing and various other things. And Butch says, I've been subscribed for a while, but getting to the paper is very difficult. Every day I get a message from Buffy Pollock with the story she wrote. By the way, Butch, she's one of the great reporters they have there, okay? I think I'm a fan of Buffy, all right? But nary a word from the Rogue Valley Times that I could click on to read the news. When I've called, it's like I've connected with someone in Tibet that hasn't a clue what they're doing. When it was a printed paper, I learned that most of it was a waste of paper, especially the editorials and opinions. Reminds me of the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome. Butch from Gold Hill. Butch, I appreciate your writing. You know, something that I have, and I was talking about this a little bit with Richard Emmons of the Oregon Eagle. And the one thing about that he's doing right at the Oregon Eagle is that he's focusing on the content. And I swear one of the challenges of the print media, it's as if they have to worry about everything. Everything that they do is worrying about, well, how are we going to distribute the news, right? Are we going to distribute it on paper 1 or 2 or 3 days a week? Will it just be online only? Will we have the paywall? How much will the paywall cost, et cetera? It's always about the distribution and rarely seems to be about the quality of the content. And ultimately, the quality of the content has been suffering. And I don't know if this is something that perhaps different owners could have a come to Jesus with. You have an occasional green shoot of journalism like Buffy over at the Rogue Valley Times. I'm just telling you, I mean, I don't really know her. I've talked with her a couple of times on the air, but But, you know, you can see good writing when someone's doing good writing. And then you can also see bad writing everywhere, too. But be that as it may, focusing on the quality and trying, you know, it's one thing. I am unabashedly conservative. I make no bones about this, but I'm honest about my bias. And I say that. I mean, even then, I'll still listen to the other side, but I'll disagree a lot of times. Sometimes I will find something to agree. The papers will continue to tell you that, hey, we're the journalism and we're going to give it to you straight down the middle and good and hard, just the way you would like it. Except that it's obvious from the point of view that stories are told that no, you're not. Focus on the come to Jesus with content quality and do your best to not have a thumb on the scale. Just be, fair and honest, about this. Okay. So there it is. I've said my piece. All right. 7:45.
News is sponsored by Mallette Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MalletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden has for the first time publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a month-long congressional holdup in American military assistance that resulted in Russia making battlefield gains. Mr. Biden and Zelensky met Friday in France. The fifth day of Hunter Biden's gun trial in Delaware began today, with prosecutors calling on FBI and forensic chemist examiner to the witness stand. Hunter Biden is charged with falsely denying he was a drug user or addict when he bought a gun at a Wilmington gun store in October of 2018. A key section of the U.S. military built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reconnected to the Gaza beach following storm damage repairs. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 98.5 points. More details at srnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV, and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Who'll Stop the Rain is a classic 1970 hit from Creedence Clearwater that reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. While Mallette Construction doesn't know the answer to John Fogerty's question, they do know how to fix your home's foundation if moisture is making it unstable. So don't worry about clouds of mystery pouring confusion on the ground. Mallette will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MalletteConstruction.com for a free consultation.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
Open phones. It's Find Your Phone Friday. We'll just throw it open. 770-563-3, 770-KMED. By the way, programming note that 24/7 KMED's talk programming now available in Grants Pass on a repaired, newly repaired 105.9 FM signal. Now, it covers most of the city of Grants Pass. If you're hidden behind some, if you're in that section, Highway 238 going back by Williams, no, it doesn't reach there. That's going to be KMED.com and just stream or go to TuneIn and get, you know, the TuneIn app if you want. That'll work, although they will vomit some ads over the stream feed. Occasionally, that does happen, according to people that have got that. Or you just go to KMED.com and just play it directly, you know, out of your computer, your iPad, your laptop, whatever it is, your phone. It's audio, so it doesn't use a lot on the data plan. You know, it's when you get and you're streaming video all the time, that's when it does a big suck on your data plan on your phone. Okay, so just stream it out of KMED.com. Try to do the best we can. And of course, if you like classic oldies, 99.3 The Jukebox, where I'm on live right now, it turns into The Jukebox magically at 9:03 until Monday morning. Although we also have Stan the Rogue Gardener on Saturdays 10 to noon, also on The Jukebox, just so you know. 770-5633. Gino, you ran into a signature gatherer. What was this left-wing activist doing this time?
So I'm down there at the World Music Festival in Ashland, and he, without getting into his detail, he was promoting something, and I stood and listened to him for a while, and I realized it was one of those collectivist ideas that came down from Portland, as you keep mentioning. So I began to ask him questions about what his act or his petition was about. Of course, he had the look, you know, he had the dreadlocks and the junk hanging off his belt, and he looked like a, you know, a bro, right?
He was he should have been playing hacky sack over in Lithia Park, yeah, right? Yeah. That kind of thing. All right.
He was when he was a teenager.
Right.
Anyway, so I started asking him questions. And then he engaged with me until he realized I wasn't on his side. And then he just basically started going with other people. And then finally, after I harassed him for about 10 minutes, he looked at me and said, "Dude, I'm just trying to make a living. They pay me for every signature. Let me go."
Okay. What was it about? I'm just kind of curious. What are they trying to scam us with this time? I'm just curious.
He wanted to place a fee on every corporation in Oregon that made over a certain amount of money and collect 3.5% of their gross to distribute back to the Oregonians. So it was basically a collectivist grab from the rich and give to the poor thing.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe how many people would just go, "Oh, yeah, let's do that." And then I would walk up to them at the end and I'd say, "Do you realize you just agreed to raise the price for those items by 3.5%? So you'll pay it. Then the state will collect it. And after they're done with their administrative fees, they'll distribute it back to you. So why don't you just keep it in your pocket and go take your signature off of that petition?"
Oh, he didn't like that, I'll bet, huh?
Well, yeah, I was standing right next to him while I was telling people, so I was giving the counterpoint. And that's when he turned to me and said, "Dude, I'm just trying to make a living. I get paid for every signature. Just leave me alone."
That's really interesting. Well, you see, it's interesting. He's just trying to make a living.
Right, he's
promoting something that would raise practically every bill that we have in the state of Oregon for stuff that we need.
Hold on a second, Bill. You know how they catch monkeys in Southeast Asia? They bury a narrow neck jar with cooked rice in it. The monkey reaches in, grabs a fistful of rice, and he won't let go of that rice, but he can't get his fist out of the jar.
Right.
They walk up, throw a bag over him, and he's what's for dinner. Okay. So this guy is a monkey with a fistful of rice while they're eating him.
Yeah, not noticing that they're chewing off a limb at a time. Quite fascinating. But, but you know, did any lights go off inside his bro head? I'm just curious when you talked about you're just raising all the prices for everybody and just recycling. Well, all it is recycling the money, right?
The only thing that was on his mind was a fistful of rice. He didn't care about being eaten.
Yeah,
he didn't think that far.
That is sad, but it's not unusual. Nothing unusual.
It's collectivism.
Yeah, I appreciate you though going out and taking him on. That was great. I'm glad you did that.
I was passing out mints. That one was a harassment.
Harassment. Oh, I love it. Good one. I like it. Thanks a bunch. All right. 770-5633. It's open phones. If you've had a great encounter like that, I'd love to get your take too. 770-KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fontana Roofing keeps rolling out new products, constantly challenging their in-house creative marketing team.
You know, we really need to let people know we have gutters covered.
Wait, we're already airing a commercial that covers our on-site custom gutter division.
No, I mean we literally can have them covered with gutter covers.
Oh, you're right. We need to tell people that they don't have to call those 1-800 numbers for gutter protection from leaves and debris. They can just call Fontana Roofing to get a quote on gutter covers from a trusted local contractor.
Yeah, since we've done the research and now install an industry-leading brand, we need a commercial that's informative, but clever and quirky. Let's mull this over.
Indeed. In the meantime, I say we hit that food truck.
Brilliant. I can't get the creative juices flowing on an empty stomach. the Lone Roof Houses.
While the fellows ponder mass media gutter cover marketing, call them to get the straight facts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
We add a little odd.
Well, it's time to take a walk on the paranormal side.
Dash of strange.
Energy that transcends time.
A cup of peculiar.
Something that goes on even after the physical body's dead.
Mix in some bizarre.
What is the paranormal world about?
And you have a recipe for coast to coast. Go ahead. Have some. Late nights. Coast to Coast AM.
People do like to be scared.
Coast to Coast AM on KMED. 106.3 KMED. And this is the Bill Myers Show.
770-5633. Gregory Wrightstone will join me here in a few minutes. I don't know if you heard, but there's this clean energy project down in California. They want to put up, thousands of acres of solar cells because, the way that you keep a technological society going 24/7 is to make sure that the power is intermittent and chaotic. You know, that's the plan. That has been the plan, especially out here on the West Coast, where we have totally embraced chaotic and intermittent. But be that as it may, in order to put up the solar cells that will save the planet by making life chaotic and intermittent, they have to destroy some 3,000-4,000 Joshua trees, you know, very old Joshua trees and things like that. And so you have this cognitive dissonance, I think, set up between the gangrenes that are going, oh, yeah, we need to be sustainable. Oh, no, we got to kill the trees. Oh, okay. I guess it's the same sort of people that are up here that are saying, yeah, burn the forest. It sustains it. Burn the forest all summer. It sustains. I love the smell of the forest burning, because that means it's the smell of the forest being restored. Wasn't that the famous quote from, is it Luke Ritiger, I think? You know, it was a meeting over in the Applegate a number of years ago. I love the smell. It's not all that different from I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That gangrene perfume, right? The smell of fire smoke. All right. So anyway, there's been heavy news. Yeah, we'll certainly talk about that, though, with Gregory. And you know what we need here, given that it is Friday, we need a dad joke of the day. Dad joke of the day here is sponsored by our friends at Two Dogs Fabricating. That's on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Now, I'm going to share a dad joke with you right now. I enjoyed this one, but if you have a better one, visit twodogsfab.com and email it to them. Maybe you'll hear it on my show at some point. Two Dogs Fab, by the way, can get your hitch or tongue repair. This is the trailer tongue repair. For this camping season for your RV and trailer, they're your local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by North Star. They have a new line of North Star trailers and Delco trailers, too. And Delco and Iron Bull, they also have a new line of trailers called the North Star trailer made for lighter roads. I'll get this right. I talk for a living, okay? Lighter loads, not quite as stout as the Iron Bull, but they have lots of sizes, tilt and dump, trailers, too. Dump a trailer. I guess the coffee's kicking in, and so my tongue is getting behind my brain, I think is what is going on, all right? But anyway, the dad joke, what do you call a dairy cow that can't give milk? A milk dud. Or an utter failure. Utter failure. And by the way, we thank Serene Kopish for this one. I like that one. That made me laugh. It's what dad jokes are like. You know, they're kind of gentle humor. I like the one yesterday, too, about, the pirate with the steering wheel, you know, down his pants. Ah, it drives me nuts. 7:59. Let me go to the phones here before we have Town Hall News and then Gregory Wrightstone joining me. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw here. How are you today?
Michael, a pleasure. What's on your mind today? Are you in the Washington State bunker or are you in the area here? What do you say?
I'm actually in my northern bunker up in Washington right now, but I will be in Medford starting Monday for next week. So I'll be back local and be able to listen to you on an actual radio.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to have you listening wherever it happens to be. Fire away. What's on your mind, huh?
Well, it's funny that you had just mentioned about how they claim to have to burn the forest to save the forest and all the back and forth that doesn't make any logical sense. Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly what I think about the Democratic screaming and shouting about, if you elect Trump, you're going to destroy democracy. while they're sitting there destroying democracy.
Democrats are very good, and it's not a new observation, though. You know that, Michael, that the Democrats are very good at projecting and assigning their values and you know, to their enemies, you know, supposedly. And, you know, it's what they're doing.
Well, absolutely. They're very good at claiming others are doing what they're really doing behind your back. I mean, look at all of what Hillary Clinton did in the Ukraine-Russia stuff involving natural gas and everything else while she was Secretary of the State or whatever the heck position she had. And she claims that now Trump has gone that route and they all scream and shout about Trump this and Trump that. And I just get so tired of people not looking at reality and saying, okay, let me look at the facts. Let me stop listening to the garbage being thrown, but let me research things for myself.
Think about also how much protection, what a protection racket has been put up around everything Ukraine, right? You'd be the first, I think, to agree with this. And then you realize just how many of them, from Mitt Romney to the Biden family, everybody else, they had their dirty fingers all in this. Is it any wonder that there's been no appetite for really doing any investigating for all the corruptness, the corruptibility of that country? Does it not astound you?
Well, I figure that the big payoff in military assistance to the Ukraine, yes, I agree, you got to keep Russia at bay. But I think that the biggest payoff is to avoid Hunter Biden's facts really coming out with Burisma.
Otherwise, he might get Epsteined, right? He could be Epsteined, right?
Yeah, well, could be Epsteined. You never know. But whatever it is, it's just people have to stop and think. They have to stop and research for themselves. They have to ask questions. And even on the right, I'm not saying this just about the left. They have to stop and they have to figure things out and see what reality is.
Yeah, reality is not being reported realistically. And maybe that's I kind of like that phrase. Reality is not being reported realistically. Good. I think that's the way we'll have to look at it now.
That's a good point. It really isn't. But and it's so easy to get bombarded by so much garbage on the internet. And you don't know what's real and what isn't and what's, you know, just a scam or what's AI and such.
In addition, I would also add, Michael, that the way headlines are written are designed to grab you and have your little reptilian brain side just go, ooh, 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 ah, and get outraged. And if you actually click into the story, you find out that it's not nearly as inflammatory or weird as a lot of the headlines that are primed to get you thinking. But so many people read just the headline. You know those people? They read just the headline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But there's even times that you'll see the headline, and when you get into the meat of the story, it has nothing to do with the headline.
Yeah, I know. It's just about sucking you in. Great call, as always. I look forward to seeing you down here when you're in, when you're out of your bunker, okay? Now, are you going to ride your motorcycle? Are you going to ride your motorcycle to get down here in your bunker or something different?
I am actually going to bring the bike down this trip. It's a nice little 450-mile ride south down to get there, so enjoy the sunshine while I can.
All right, you do that. Thanks, Michael. 3 minutes after 8. Hello, hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Gene. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much, nothing, but I tried saying yesterday I would rather see President Trump go against Biden. Because Newsom is a worse dictator than Biden.
Well, he certainly has longevity on his side. In other words, he could continue to be a dictator for much, much longer. My concern, though, is that there is so much focus on oh, my gosh, Biden is so feeble, this and that and the feeble, hammered by the left on this, hammered on by the right on this, and it's like, you do realize that it is possible to replace him. Do you really want Biden replaced with someone who could actually carry on a debate and a sentence? And I just don't understand if people understand that concept. Maybe I'm wrong about it, but I would say just kind of shut up about the feebleness. It's pretty much self-evident. But, you know, let the Democrats carry his water, okay? How about that?
Okay, but you know that speech that he gave at the ceremony in France. I'm
yes.
wondering if that was that machine that does the voice invitation, or he had a recording. He asked what last, but he did forget the French resistance fighters that died trying to get rid of the commies.
Well, at least he didn't claim that he was a member of the French resistance.
Well, I'm surprised about that, too.
Yeah. Gene, I appreciate that. Have a wonderful weekend. It's 5 minutes after 8. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, 99.3 KBXG Grants Pass, translator K290AF in Rogue River. By the way, that's where you can hear all of KMED's programming in Grants Pass at 105.9 FM, and translator K294AS Ashland 106.7 for South Jackson County.